Proclamation number 5029, dated the December 28, 1950. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Single quote: reversal of natural laws. Rapture. The gift of grace from above is strength from heaven. It comes from the spiritual kingdom of light, from heaven, in contrast to the expressions of strength from below, which originate from hell. Beings from the kingdom of light thus become unusually active as soon as the pure word of God can be conveyed to people by way of God serving in helpful peoples on earth who are receptive to the transmission from the spiritual kingdom and who accept the spiritual gifts. The powers of heaven are moving. They will be exceptionally active during the last days before the end. This explanation must first be given concerning Jesus' words about the signs of the end and his second coming. He made a powerful statement, for he announced changes which, according to his words, signify a reversal of natural laws. His words always had a spiritual meaning. Yet in the last days a second meaning will come to light apart from the spiritual meaning, for inconceivable natural phenomena will also take place, which the human being will be unable to explain by virtue of his intellect. They will run counter to divine natural law but are in principle only humanly unknown natural laws again, and these events are described by the words, "The stars shall fall from heaven. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light." Single quote: scientists and the like will be unable to provide an explanation for this. They will be unable to throw light on the matter because their knowledge fails them where divine strength is at work. No one will be able to fathom these natural laws because they only come into force at the end of a period of salvation and the disintegration of physical external forms has become necessary. They are unnatural phenomena and yet intended in God's eternal plan, consequently part of his eternal natural law, which is completely incomprehensible to people who are as yet spiritually unenlightened. Nothing is impossible to God, hence he will always be able to be active and achieve everything, even outside of natural law. Or else his omnipotence would be limited. Nevertheless, his activity always moves within divine order, for it is impossible for the human being as such to judge this. It would, however, be presumptuous to doubt it, because this would also doubt God's wisdom. And since God is eternal love himself, he will always implement his will such as it is necessary and good for his living creations, which he wants to gain for himself. Things will happen before the end which you humans cannot possibly imagine as yet. And this can only be vaguely indicated to people with words which announce unusual, indeed, almost incredible events. Even so, the word of God is purest truth and will come to pass when the time is right. Then the strangest changes will occur in the cosmos, yet this present human race will only be able to observe them in the beginning. The end will not be experienced by them apart from a few who will be taken away and be able to watch the process of destruction of this earth and their inhabitants. The old form and composition of earth will have ceased to exist, but the new earth will only shelter spiritually awakened people who will know the reasons for all events at the end of the earth. However, they will also know about God's power and glory, his greater than great love, but also about his righteousness. Amen.